So I'd like to kind of go back through the case and pick out a few points. First, in terms of selection of upfront therapy, can you talk about where we are today? And of course, you referred to the impending 4-drug regimens. Can you kind of overview where we are right now in terms of induction therapy in the younger patient?
Yeah, absolutely. So in a younger patient, currently what we're doing is 3-drug regimens that are giving us an excellent response. And these could be RVD, which is lenalidomide, bortezomib, and dexamethasone, or in some cases, KRD, which is carfilzomib, lenalidomide, and dexamethasone. And you can think about it followed by potentially stem cell transplant. And I'm saying potentially because there is a big debate whether we should transplant everyone or not who's young or transplant eligible, and followed by maintenance therapy. Now, that may change very soon because 4-drug regimen is starting to show in multiple clinical trials, whether in the elderly or even in the young patients, giving us the addition of a monoclonal antibody. Now we're using daratumumab as our monoclonal antibody to be added to the 3-drug regimen. So we know that daratumumab with melphalan and prednisone has been shown already in the elderly population. We know that daratumumab with lenalidomide and dexamethasone also in the elderly population, which was the MAIA study. Now we're starting to see upfront regimens, which are the Cassiopeia study, and then we're waiting hopefully for the daratumumab, bortezomib, lenalidomide, and dexamethasone regimen to be presented, and that likely will become the standard for us.
And you mentioned the Cassiopeia study. Could you talk about specifically what they looked at and what they saw there?
So the Cassiopeia study was important because for the first time, we're trying to ask the question in an upfront patient using the standard of care that we use, bortezomib, thalidomide, and dexamethasone. So in European studies, we're not using lenalidomide, but thalidomide in some patients, with and without daratumumab, whether you would have an improvement in response and progression-free survival. And the answer was yes for both. An excellent depth of response, MRD negative disease much higher, and then a longer remission in those patients. And we're starting to see that indeed this combination gives you not just the depth of response, but potentially very long remissions that are reflective of MRD negative disease giving you a longer remission in your patients.
You mentioned the regimen with lenalidomide, dexamethasone, and daratumumab. Are you utilizing that right now, and in what situations?
It's a great question. In the elderly population, which was the MAIA study, so the MAIA study was Lendex, which was based on the original French study by Thierry Facon, MPT versus Lendex, and that showed that Lendex was much better. This then was followed, Dara-Lendex versus Lendex in an elderly population. Can you use daratumumab? And that was the MAIA, and indeed showed, again, an amazing response rate, MRD negative disease. The question is, here in the United States, we've been using RVD light or 3-drug combination at a lower dose. So lenalidomide, bortezomib, dexamethasone at a much lower dose. And the question is, should we switch and go to Dara-Lendex, or should we stick to RVD light in our patients? Or are we going to do all of them, 4-drug regimen in a healthy, older patient, but still fit and capable of taking 4 drugs. So we don't know yet how we're switching our practice, but in general, if I cannot give someone bortezomib, I would definitely think of a Dara-Lendex in those patients.